together with brothers and sisters.
能够与弟兄姊妹一起聚在一起在主的桌前纪念主是何等的特权。
And from so many different places too.
而且众弟兄姊妹从各个方向一同来。
We realize around the table we're all one in Christ.
在主的桌前我们在基督里是一个。
I'm just interested for myself. Now, how many of you are here and you're from out of the country? I'm not from the United States, right?
有多少人是从国外来的?
That's good. Good to have you with us.
欢迎你们。
Of course, I'm from New York. That's like another country.
You know?
And we want to look one more time at our brother Jacob.
我们还有一次来讲到我们的雅各。
Now, how many Jacobs do we have here?
我们中间有多少个约瑟雅各？
How many Abrahams do we have here?
有多少个亚伯拉罕？
Just one sister, okay. How many Isaacs we have here?
我们有多少以撒？
A couple of them, okay. Well, if I should tell you now that everybody here is partly Abraham, partly Isaac, partly Jacob.
其实在座的每一位,我们都是有一部分是属于亚伯拉罕,有一部分是以撒,有一部分是雅各。
I mean, isn't it wonderful we've been called by His grace, just like Abraham?
我们每一个人蒙召像亚伯拉罕一样,靠着他的恩典。
And like Isaac, we've received every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
像以撒,我们能够在基督里承受天上诸般的福气。
And also like Jacob, we're being transformed from glory to glory into the image of the Son of God.
也像雅各一样,我们靠着他改变我们,一天一天更像他的儿子,他的形象。
So, you should raise your hand all three times.
所以你们应该三次我问的时候,你们每一个人都举手。
I noticed Jacob was the most popular in the voting.
当然,约瑟是最受,雅各是最受欢迎。
But don't forget, you're also Abraham.
你也是亚伯拉罕。
And Isaac.
以撒。
Now we want to turn to the third appearance of our God to Jacob, and we find that in Genesis 35.
让我们打开创世纪35章, 这是主第三次向他显现。
After more than 20 years, Jacob has finally come back to Bethel.
这是距离上一次伯特利的经历20年之后。
And we just want to read verses 9 through 15.
从第9节念到15节。
Now we need to underscore these words. The God appeared to Jacob.
这里我们要特别注重显现这个字, 神向他显现,
verse 9.
第9节,
Then God appeared to Jacob again when he came from Padan Aram, and he blessed him.
雅各从巴旦亚兰回来, 神又向他显现, 赐福于他。
And God said to him, Your name is Jacob. You shall no longer be called Jacob. But Israel shall be your name.
且对他说,你的名原是雅各,从今以后不要再叫雅各,要叫以色列,这样他就改名叫以色列。Thus
he called him Israel.
改名叫以色列。God
also said to him, I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall come from you, and kings shall come forth from you.
神又对他说,我是全能的神,你要生养众多,将来有一族和多国的民从你而生,又有君王从你而出。The
land which I gave to Abraham and Isaac, I will give to you, and I will give the land to your descendants after you.
我所赐给亚伯拉罕和以撒的地,我要赐给你,与你的后裔。Then
God went up from him, in the place where he had spoken with him.
神就从那里与雅各说话的地方升上去了。Jacob
set up a pillar in the place where he had spoken with him, a pillar of stone, and he poured out a drink offering on it. He also poured oil on it.
雅各便在那里立了一根石柱,在柱子上浇奠酒,浇油。So
Jacob named the place where God had spoken with him, Bethel.
雅各就叫那个地方名叫伯特利。Now
we want to read in the New Testament in Romans in chapter 8.
我们打开新约罗马书第八章。
Beginning in verse 28.
28节。
Romans chapter 8, verses 28 through 39.
罗马书八章第二十八节。
And we know that all God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to purpose.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his Son, so that he would be the firstborn among many brethren.
他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
And these whom he predestined, he also called. And these whom he called, he also justified. And these whom he justified, he also glorified.
预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?
既是这样，还有什么说的呢？神若是帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him over for us all, how will he not also with him?Freely give us all things.
神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白赐给我们吗？
Who will bring a charge against God's elect? God is the one who justifies. Who is the one who condemns?
谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？有神称他们为义了。
Christ Jesus is he who died, yes, rather who was raised,who is at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us.
谁能定他们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现在在神的右边也替我们祈求。
Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword?
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？
Just as it is written, For your sake we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.
如经上所记，我们为你的缘故，终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。然而，靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜而有余了。
For I am convinced that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor things present nor things to come nor powers nor height nor depth nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
因为我深信无论是死是生是天使是掌权的是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们主基督耶稣里的。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Oh Father, we are indeed Jacob's, Abraham's, and Isaac's.
天父，我们承认我们每一个人都是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，在你的面前。
And you are showing us all yourself as we walk through our life.
当我们走过一生的道路，你向我们显示你自己。
We say, Lord, we want to know you.
我们说我们愿意认识你。
And you are guiding us in this way unto all truth.
你就这样的，按照你的真理来引导我们。
And now in this morning, in this final time together, we pray we could see further how you lead us into such knowledge.
在今天早晨这最后的一堂，我们真是向你祷告，求你显明你自己的道路，带我们走上更认识你的旨意。
We want to have the full knowledge of Jesus Christ.
我们求让我们每一个人能够真知道我们的主耶稣基督。
Now teach us by the Holy Spirit this morning.
求圣灵指教我们。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
从耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.In Psalm 135 and verse 4,
在诗篇一百三十五篇第四节
For the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself, Israel for his own possession.
耶和华拣选雅各归自己，拣选以色列特作自己的子民。
Our God is a choosing God.
我们的神是拣选的神。
He chooses with a wisdom that we cannot understand.
神拣选的智慧不是我们能够明白的。
But history proves his choices are right.
但是历史上的经历告诉证明他的拣选是对的。
And one day judgment will show he's made no mistakes.
有一天在审判的时候，他会显明他没有错。
Because he is a choosing God, he is also a transforming God.
他不但是拣选的神，他也是一位改变我人的神。
So he says, I have chosen Jacob for myself.
所以圣经的话说，我拣选雅各。
Israel for my possession.
以色列是我的产业。
The end of God is to possess the chosen vessel.
神的目的呢，是把他拣选的能够成为他所拥有的。
God has called us to salvation.
神呼召我们进入他的救恩。
But he has chosen us.
他拣选我们。
He will transform us.
他要改变我们。
Until he fully possesses us.
直到那一天他能够完完全全地拥有我们。
Jacob, when his name is mentioned,
雅各的名字被神点名的时候，
we should begin to think of a God who chooses.
我们要想到这位神是拣选的主。
Despite Jacob's character,
不管雅各的为人如何，
despite his grabbing and his deceitfulness,
不管他是怎么样的抓，怎么样的欺骗，
God chooses whom he chooses.
他拣选他所乐意拣选的。
Not only chooses, God loves Jacob.
不但他拣选，他爱雅各。
And in that love, he changes Jacob to Israel.
在那个爱的里面，他把雅各改变成以色列。
In our sessions, I've tried to present Jacob in a picture a little bit more like ourselves.
在我整个的讲道的里面，我把这一位雅各形容跟我们每一个人差不多。
So many people say, "Oh, Jacob, he's such a terrible person."
很多人说雅各是一个很可怕的人。
Preachers love Jacob because they can always talk about how bad he is.
传道人很喜欢讲雅各，因为常常可以把他讲得很坏很坏。
But actually, most preachers are Jacobs.
实际上讲道的本人都是雅各。
Very strong self.
都是有很强的自我意识。
So strong, only God can wrestle with them.
强到只有上帝可以跟他们摔跤。
But we don't see ourselves as Jacob.
我们自己却看不见自己是雅各。
We're just humble Isaacs.
我们是谦卑的以撒。
Receiving everything humbly from God.
我们谦卑地在神面前承受一切。
So I was hoping that by sharing Jacob in a more sympathetic light, we may see a mirror in front of our face.
所以这次我讲到这一个雅各的时候，我们能够从一个同情的眼光能够看见我们自己的样子。
Jacob was a seeker and a pursuer of the things of God.
雅各是一个寻找者，是在那里寻求这位神的人。
And preachers like to also say, that's Jacob. He was just seeking the blessing. He wasn't seeking God.
那么有的传道人就说，他只是找神的祝福，而不是找神的自己。
That's exactly right.
是，没有错。
He was seeking the blessing.
他是寻找神的祝福。
But he got God.
但是最后得着神自己。
That's why we're Jacobs.
所以我们也是这样。
Now who in this room was seeking God for himself and not for your salvation?
我们在座每一位，有哪一位是就开始就是找神自己，而不是找神的救恩呢？
Who came to God with such a noble motive?
哪一个来到神面前有这么尊贵的一个动机？
We all needed him.
我们都需要他。
We needed forgiveness of our sins.
我们需要求神赦免我们的罪。
We're Jacobs.
我们是雅各。
But thank God the Lord gave us himself.
但是感谢神，他把他自己给了我们。
And we don't even realize it when we're first saved, do we?
当我们真正蒙恩的时候，我们自己并不了解这件事。
But we all now, we sing the song,Once it was the blessing, now it is the Lord.
但是我们现在都会唱这首诗歌，他的自己，我以前要的是祝福，现在我要的是主。
So when Jacob met God at Bethel,
当雅各在伯特利遇见神的时候，
he could only sing the first line.
他只唱第一行。
Once it was the blessing,
我只要主的祝福。
He grabbed the blessing.
他就抓住祝福。
But after Peniel,
但是伯特利以后，
Now it is the Lord.
贫农赢了以后，我倒是要了主自己了。
There's a change there.
这个有一个改变。
He's realizing I need God.
我需要神。
Especially now that I limp, I don't have my former strength.
现在我已经瘸腿了，我已经没有像以前那样的健壮。
Now he's grabbing hold of God, saying, "No, no, I won't let you go now."
所以他现在要的是主自己。
He knew the Lord was his blessing.
因为他知道主是他的祝福。
And so he began to walk with God from this time of Peniel.
所以从比罗尼了以后，他就开始与神同行。
Now the transforming God can begin to change him.
这一位改变人的神现在开始来改变这一个人。
Now we read this passage in Romans chapter 8.
刚刚我们读了罗马八章。
Because we see in the New Testament doctrine that which is pictured in Jacob's life.
这张圣经可以说就是雅各的生活的反应。
It says in chapter 8 and verse 30, those whom he predestined, he called, those whom he called, he justified, those he justified, he glorified.
三十节说，预先所定下的人就招他们来，招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
Now that's God's chosen plan for us.
这是神对我们每一个拣选蒙拣选人的计划。
If he has chosen you, you're going to go all the way through until you're glorified.
所以你被神招来以后，他就一直要把你保证到得到荣耀。
But then we read in verse 29,
29节
what does it mean to be glorified?
什么意思叫做得荣耀呢？
For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his son, so that the son would be the firstborn among many brethren.
圣经解释说，就他预先所知道的人，就预先定下，磨成他神儿子的形象。
And so the Bible says that the Lord is working upon us and changing us, transforming us into the image of His dear Son.
圣灵就在那里做工，来磨制我们，朝着像他的儿子这一个目标。
John says, "Now we are the children of God."
约翰说，我们是神所拣选的。
And it does not yet appear what we shall be.
但是我们现在不知道我们将来要什么样子。
But we know this.
但是我们知道一件事。
When he appears, we will be like him.
当他显现的时候，我们要像他。
Isn't that an amazing statement?
这不是一个很奇妙的话吗？
Now if this is so, we need to begin to cooperate with God who is dealing with our lives.
所以如果我们知道这件事情，今天我们要与他来配合，达到这个目的。
Now he's given us the Holy Spirit.
他今天给我们圣灵。
This is the engineer of our destiny.
这一位是让我们能够达到目标的那一个工程师。
Now I know we have many engineers here.
我们在座可能有很多的工程师。
Most engineers are Jacob's too.
工程师也很多是雅各。
But the Holy Spirit is a better engineer.
但是圣灵是最好的工程师。
All of Jacob's engineering, but the Holy Spirit out-engineered him.
不管这个雅各自己是怎么样为自己的前途做工程设计，但是圣灵都超过了他。
Now that I read and understand a little bit more of verse 28 of chapter 8,
我们再看二十八节八第八章罗马书。
It's no more a sentimental verse.
这一节圣经不再是一个情感性的圣经。
You know, sometimes Christians in difficult times say, "Oh, it's okay, it'll work out for good."
我们常常在困难的时候，我们就说，哦，万事互相效力。
Every cloud has silver lining.
每一个云彩都有一个银的边。
No, no, that's Hollywood interpretation.
那个是好莱坞的解释。
What this means is that the Holy Spirit takes all the circumstances in our life.
这句话实在是严格的讲，圣灵把所有的环境
and uses them together for the good.
来为着一个好的目标在那里做事。
The good is God's purpose.
因为好的益处是神的目标。
To transform us into the image of Jesus.
为的是要把我们改变成他儿子的形象。
Every blessing, every problem, every heartache has this conforming work in it.
每一个祝福，每一个痛苦，每一个经历，都是要把我们朝那个目标改变。
And in this process of going through all of these trials and problems and blessings,
我们在这个步骤里面，我们经过困难，我们经过头痛、心痛这些问题。
Do you hear what the chosen vessel begins to understand?
那么你听到这些被蒙拣选的人就开始明白了。
Paul says it in these verses, beginning in verse 31.
三十一节保罗这样说。
The chosen vessel begins to sense, why, if God is for me, who can be against me?
这些蒙拣选蒙神做工的人，他就开始感觉到，神既然这样拣选我们，谁能够反对我们呢？
Why, if Jesus has justified me, who can bring a charge against me?
如果耶稣基督已经称我为义，谁能够控告我们呢？
And if God gave his son, will he not with his son give us anything we need?
如果神已经不吝惜把他的儿子都给了我们，他不岂把万物白白给我们吗？
Who can separate us from the love of God?
谁能够把我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？
Even though we're killed all day long.
如果甚至我们今天每天面临被杀的命运，
It makes us more than conquerors.
但是今天我们能够得胜而且有余。
Now there is a chosen vessel becoming aware of the choosing God.
慢慢这些被拣选的人就开始感觉到神的神的旨意。
Through this process, God will not let me go.
神借着这一切的方法总是不让我们离开他。
And so this is the process that Jacob begins to discover in his life.
这个就是这个雅各一生中他慢慢发现的秘密。
Now we left him, as you remember last time in our adventure, at Peniel.
我们上一次讲到了皮诺以勒。
Now there he saw the face of God.
在那里看见神的面。
Yet he lived.
但是他活的。
I've been crucified with Christ, yet I live.
我与基督同钉十字架，但是我还活着。
But now there's the energy of another life with me that I can live by.
但是现在活着不再是我，乃是基督的力量。
The self has been broken.
这一个己的生命被破碎了。
Now God's presence abides.
所以现在神的同在在我们的面前。
His name has been changed.
他的名字就改变。
More prophetically than in reality.
这个改变的名字是一个预言性的，比他的现实性更大。
As we follow Jacob on from Peniel, we see he's still the same person.
我们从比诺以勒开始看他后面走的那一段生命，他还是一个老雅各。
But as he begins to walk with the Lord, he decreases and the Lord begins to increase.
但是你慢慢发现老雅各的生命就越来少一天。
And a whole new beginning of life has gone with the Lord.
一个新的生命就开始在他的面前越来越强盛。
Now we're going to follow him a little bit as from Peniel on to Bethel.
所以今天早上我们就要从皮诺以勒开始追溯这一个人的成长。
And now we see something very interesting.
很有意思。
The Lord continues to discipline Jacob.
你会发现神管教的时候还继续在这个人身上。
Just because his self has been broken, it's still there.
虽然他的己已经被破碎了，但是那个己生命还在。
And sometimes even limping Jacob will try to wrestle with somebody.
即使这个跛脚的雅各他还要跟人家摔跤。
But he'll discover his efforts are of no strength.
但是在这样的情况里面他已经不如前了。
Actually the discipline is a little bit stronger than before.
而且你会发现这个管教的手比以前还重。
The 20 years of blessing and silence was a discipline to draw Jacob back.
God. 过去的二十年神管教的手是把他慢慢慢慢带到神的面前了。
But now the discipline will be a perfecting discipline.
那么现在是把他带到完美的地步。
He will be disciplined as a son.
现在把他当儿子来管教。
And he will be held in his actions to the standard of God's eternal purpose.
他的标准神的标准呢是按照他神永远的旨意来训练这个儿子。
He must learn to live by the Spirit and not by his own flesh.
他要学习从今以后行事为人不再靠肉体乃靠灵。
Walking by the Spirit and not by the flesh is something we have to learn as the Lord abides with us.
到底我们怎么样能够靠圣灵而活不再靠肉体而活是一个学习的过程。
You know, it's hard.For a man who's always initiated and been a grabber to let God initiate.
今天你要忽然间从一个以前是自己来抓，今天要让神来抓，这个改变是要很长的学习。
Jacob was like a cowboy with the fastest hands in the West. He could draw a gun.
这个雅各好像西部这个枪手是当时最快的枪手。
But now he has to allow God to take the initiative.
但现在却要让神来。采取行动。
And Jacob has to learn how not to grab but to possess by faith.
他不是在是靠自己去抓，乃是要靠着信心来承受。
Now this still involves taking.
是，你还要抓。
But it's taking something that God has already wrought and given.
但是这个抓是抓神要给你的东西。
And by the Spirit, his hands have to learn how not to grab, how to be a blessing and give.
这个里面他甚至要学到他不再是为自己抓，乃是把手伸出来祝福别人。
Now in the first part of Jacob, did you ever see him giving anything?
你在前面我们看的老雅各，他 给过什么人东西啊
？Of course, he gave his soup.
他就给了一碗汤给别人。
But it cost something.
但是他是有代价的。
Now, can Jacob ever become a blesser who just gives for nothing?
你能不能想象有一天他能够给人家祝福而不求于任何一点回报
？Our God will discipline him.
这是神管教的结果。
But now the discipline, as we're going to watch today.
今天我们要来看的是
，since we were breaking bread together.
今天我们一起来擘饼。
I wanted to show this aspect about Jacob.
我要把这个方向给大家来看。
That his discipline is now not just in relation to himself, but the discipline involves his whole family.
现在这个管教不再是集中在他自己的一个人的身上，现在是以一个家庭来看了。
So I have picked out 6 events in Jacob's life just to show the discipline and the things he learned in the context of the house of God.
所以从现在开始，神对他的管教是以神的家为出发点来看。
Sometimes the discipline is very severe.
那个管教常常非常的严格。
But now at this phase, walking with his God, there's a complete difference in the discipline.
这个从这个阶段开始与神同行，是完完全全一个截然不同的生活方式。
Before he wrestled with God, the discipline was basically in breaking his self-life.
以前的管教是把他的己生命打破碎。
But now, the discipline, in the midst of the discipline, Jacob can turn and look at the Lord and be transformed into the same image.
下面这个阶段，神对他的管教是慢慢把他越来越磨成神的形象。
It's one thing to be disciplined and sense God's presence is not around you and yourself is being crushed.
过去是你看不到神，你只觉得你自己这个人完全被破碎。
But it's another thing to be disciplined by a God whose presence you know is with you.
但是现在不一样，他在这一个管教的阶段里面，他知道神与他同在。
And so we want to look at 6 life adventures in Jacob and his family's life.
所以我下面就要讲六个特征在这一个新的阶段里。
You see, the point that we have been trying to share is that knowing God comes through the walking of experience through life.
我们要强调的一个点就是我们今天能够认识这位神，来知道他是在我们每天生活行的里面来经历的。
Now we sang the song Maranatha.
我们刚刚唱了这首诗歌主啊你来。
We want the Lord to come back soon.
我们盼望主快回来。
And yet it is the God of history who is dealing with us.
但是今天我们却要知道神在磨练我们的历史。
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob has a lot of time as he's working upon us.
这个亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神有许多的需要许多的时间在我们身上做工。
Our God is a God of history. He has plenty of time.
我们的神是历史的神，他有许他有足够的时间。
Yet the time is very short.
但是今天时间很短。
Now, can you understand that?
你懂这个意思吗？
When our Lord Jesus comes back,
当主要回来的时候，
He will find children and young men and fathers.
他回来的那一刻，在基督徒中间，有的还是孩童，有的已经做父亲了。
I think finally when that moment comes, there will be some who've just been saved the day before.
可能有的人刚刚蒙恩得救。
Now how is he going to deal with all of us?
所以在那个时刻，怎么样对待我们这些不同灵命的基督徒呢？
He's going to say, all the children, you're out.
小孩出去吧。
I'm taking half of the young men. You guys are out.
再接一半年轻人，有一半出去了。
All the fathers, you're in.
你们做父老的可以进来。
Is that what you think?
是不是主来的是这个样子的呢？
Maybe at his coming, he's going to take everyone who's walking toward him.
或者他把那些所有在他来的时候是追求主、向着主的人
，faithful children, faithful young men, faithful fathers，
就是那一些不管是灵命幼小的孩子，或者做父老，都是向神忠心的人。
The question is not how old you are or how long you've known the Lord。
问题不是你的年龄怎么样，你信主多少年了
？Will you be watching?When he comes.
问题是他回来的时候你是不是警醒
So you see, it's very important that we be living our life today, discovering our God.
所以整个的重点是我们今天怎么样活在神面前来发现神
It's no good us saying, oh, I know him already. Such a person may not be ready.
我们如果自以为我们已经知道认识神了，这个一点好处都没有。
Even Jacob, even Isaac, even Abraham in their old age were discovering new names of God and new acts of mercy.
亚伯拉罕也好，以撒也好，雅各也好，他们一生一直到他们老年，他们还是继续不断地发现神的新的名字，新的认识。
So now we see Jacob walking.
我们现在来看雅各在这里继续往前走。
And as he's walking, he's discovering God.
当他继续向前的时候，发现认识新的神。
But not just in isolation, as he walks through life.
现在他走的时候不是孤单的，是在他的人生道路上。
Let's look at these six moments.
我们来看这六个场合。
If we turn to Genesis in chapter 33,
33章
we come to the first moment.
我们来看第一个记一第一个特点。
Just after he wrestled with the Lord, he had to face Esau.
这个就是他从皮努以勒摔跤以后，他是第一个经历就是来看他的哥哥。
What is he going to learn in this confrontation?
这一次他跟他哥哥的见面，他学到什么功课呢
？He'd already taken all the money out of his wallet.
他已经把他口袋里所有的钱都拿出来了。
Divided his family up in such a way it'd be hard for Esau to kill everybody.
然后把他家分开来，就是万一少损失一部分，还保留一部分。
Line them all up, put Rachel up in front, and she was the prettiest.
然后把最漂亮的拉结放在最前面。
Left Leah way in the back somewhere.
把利亚放在后头。
But Jacob went out in front of everybody.
然后他自己站在最前方。
Maybe he figured, well, Esau will kill me and leave them alone.
然后他说，哥哥可能把先把我杀掉，那把我全家就保留他们的性命。
Now, of course, you know what happens.
但事实上呢？
But Jacob didn't know.
他雅各不知道。
Let's read in chapter 33.
33章。
We'll just read four verses.
读四节。
Then Jacob lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, Esau was coming, and 400 men with him. So he divided the children among Leah and Rachel and the two maids.
雅各举目看见以扫来了，后头跟着400人，他就把孩子们分开，交给利亚、拉结和两个使女，并叫两个使女和他们的孩子在前头。
They put the maids and their children in front, and Leah and her children next, and Rachel and Joseph last.
利亚和他的孩子在后头，拉结、约瑟在进在后头。
So immediately you can see my historic representation was completely wrong.
Oh. 我刚刚讲的有次序上不太一样了。
Verse 3. But he himself passed on ahead of them and bowed down to the ground seven times until he came near to his brother.
他自己在他们前头过去，一连七次俯伏在地，才就近他哥哥。
Then Esau ran to meet him and embraced him and fell on his neck and kissed him and they wept.
以扫跑来迎接他，将他抱住，又搂着他的颈项与他亲嘴，两个人就哭了。
Now Jacob's self had been broken there at Peniel.
前面在比诺以勒他的己生命被神破坏。
But because Esau was coming, he had to make some more quick plans.
现在看到哥哥来，他要计划了。
Oh, he planned, he prayed, he tried to bribe Esau.
他想贿赂他的哥哥，想了很多的方法来抵挡他的哥哥。
Everything he could think of.
他脑袋里面想尽了所有的计谋。
And what happened when Esau showed up?
如果这样怎么样？如果那样怎么样？
The grudge was gone.
但是你发现那个恨没有了。
Esau ran to Jacob and hugged him.
他的哥哥来一把把他抱住了。
Probably Jacob thought he was going to kill him. Just
他以为他要杀他。
Jacob stood there like this.
那他就僵住了。
But then he kissed him.
但是没想到哥哥与他亲嘴。
And Jacob realized we're brothers.
他知道我们是兄弟。
And Jacob began to talk to Esau.
然后他们两个就对话。
He's still thinking, you know. I still give you the bribe. Please take the bribe.
我那所有的这个要给你的好东西都给你，都给你。
And then Esau said, "Come on, I'll lead you with my men." And Jacob said, "No," because he didn't want Esau around.
那他我的人会给带着你们走，他不要，你们要离我远一点。
But you see, Esau turned away and said, "Okay, goodbye."
以扫就说好，那再见了。
Now, Jacob learned a lesson.
以扫，雅各学了一个功课。
All of my self-planning and scheming was worthless.
我所有的计划计谋都是白干了。
Not only that, but my flesh had been afraid for 20 years with a phantom fear.
我二十年心头的一个害惧恐惧完全是一个虚幻的影子。
All this fear be years and years for nothing.
我的害怕根本就不必有的。
He realized how foolish he was.
他想想实在是一个自己是多么的愚蠢。
And he also realized something else.
他还想到一件事。
If God be for us, who could be against us?
如果神与我同在，谁能够反对我们呢？
It's God who's the keeper of my children.
我的孩子，神是他们的保护。
Oh, how we worry, how we are afraid, all the time fearful.
我们心里面一直在那里计谋，我们害怕，我们要保护。
We will learn this lesson.
我们每一个都要学的功课。
God is the keeper of our children.
神是我们孩子的真正的保护。
God chose us and he keeps us.
他拣选我们，他保守我们。
We are more than conquerors.
我们是得胜而且有余。
Through him who loved us.
透过爱我们的主。
You remember one time when Paul said, but thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph.
于是保罗说，感谢神，他在凡事上带我们得胜。
When did Paul say that?
什么时候保罗说过这句话呢？
You remember in the second chapter of 2 Corinthians, he said this.
在格林多后书二章。
And here's the context.
这是他的上下文。
I went to Troas, and the door for the gospel opened up to me, and I began to preach.
我到特罗亚去传道，门，福音的门打开。
But I was so worried about you in Corinth, I couldn't go on, and I left to go find Titus, find out, get some news about Corinth.
那么我，但是我心里面很想念你们哥林多的圣徒，所以我去找提多，要知道你们的消息。
Now, what do you think happens to a preacher when he has the opportunity for the gospel and he leaves?
你想想看，一个传道人如果这里有一个传道的机会，但是他离开了
，because he's afraid，
因为他心里害怕
，he's worried about Corinth，
因为他心里面挂记哥林多。
Oh, not a very spiritual preacher，
这不是很属灵的传道人
，not very faithful，
也不是很忠心啊。
When Paul left and went up into Macedonia to find Titus,
他到马其顿去找提多
he realized, even in my failure, God leads in triumph.
即使我失败了，神还是带我们跨胜。
The Lord takes every situation, even our weakness, and turns it around.
神把我们所有各样的环境都能够把它改变过来，有益处。
And he turned a defeat into a triumph.
他把看起来是失败，但是转为得胜。
You know, in order for God to do that, He has to be one step ahead of us all the time.
神要达到这个目的的话，他必须在我们前面，起码比我们快一步。
Do you believe God's one step ahead of you?
你不相不相信神是比你早一步呢？
Turning everything for good according to His purpose for you.
把每一件事情朝着好的方向来带。
Oh, we look back and we say, Oh, yes, He's been with me.
我们回头看的时候，我们承认是主是这样带领的。
But how about now?
但是现在我们有这个信心吗？
Is he a step ahead?
他是不是真的在你面前呢？
He had already prepared Esau.
他在这个时候把以扫都准备好了。
He had already gained the victory in the situation.
在整个的这个情形里头，雅各会得胜。
And Jacob and his family realized this.
现在他们懂了。
If God is for us, who can be against us?
如果神保护我们，谁能够反对我们呢？
Now we find from this point that Jacob and his household move on to another place.
那么从这一刻往下去，他们又搬到另外一个地方去住了。
Let's read chapter 33, verses 17 through 20.
33章17节到20节。
Jacob journeyed to Sukkoth and built for himself a house and made booths for his livestock. Therefore the place is named Sukkoth.
雅各就前往素哥去，在那里为自己盖造房屋，又为牲畜搭棚，因此那个地方名叫素哥。
Now Jacob came safely to the city of Shechem, which is in the land of Canaan, and when he came from Padan Aram, and he camped before the city.
雅各从巴旦亚兰回来的时候，平平安安地到了迦南地的示剑城，在城东支搭帐篷。
And he bought the piece of land where he had pitched his tent from the hand of the sons of Hamor, Shechem's father, for 100 pieces of money, and there he erected an altar, and named it El Elohe Israel.
就用100块银子向示剑的父亲哈摩的子孙买了支搭帐篷的那块地，在那里 筑了一座坛，起名叫伊利伊罗伊以色列。
So Jacob came into the promised land.
他来到应许之地。
And he settled down in Sukkot.
他就住在苏哥。
Bought a piece of land in Shechem.
然后又在示剑买一块地。
And built an altar.
在那里筑了一个坛。
To the God of Jacob.
给雅各的神。
Actually the God of Israel.
那是以色列的神。
But what is he building an altar to?
那么这个祭坛建在那里。
God, he is my God.
他宣告神啊，你是我的神。
Wherever I live, I make an altar to my God. He will bless us.
我不管住在哪里，我总是要你做我的神。
Now Jacob is about to learn the consequences of being in the wrong place.
所以下面他要学的功课就是他在错的地方。
Before he could travel wherever he wanted and stay wherever he wanted.
以前他高兴去哪里就去哪里住。
But now the Lord wants him in Bethel, and he is settling in Sukkot.
但是现在神要他去的地方真正讲是伯特利。
He's supposed to live in tent, but he's building a house.
但是他却住在宿哥又建了一个房子。
He's not under God's covering.
他不在神的保护的里面。
He's doing what he wants, but he expects his God to bless them.
他随心所欲高兴怎么做怎么做，而同时又希望神就祝福他。
But now begins a terrible tragedy.
但你会发现就有它的后果。
In Shechem, he learned, when you're out of God's will in the wrong place, you're out of his covering.
他在事件就学到一个功课，如果你在神不要你在的地方，你会出事的。
This young man, Shechem, took Dinah, his daughter, and raped her.
在那里，他的女儿，就被人家强奸了。
And then loved her and wanted to marry her.
那但是这个年轻人要爱这个女儿呢，想要跟她结婚。
At this place, Jacob's sons planned a wicked thing.
然后他的儿子们又开始要想要报仇。
And they convinced the whole town of men to be circumcised.
然后他就说服了全村的人都要行割礼。
And then on the third day, when they were in greatest pain, these sons of Jacob went in and killed all the men.
所以在他们行割礼之后的第三天，最痛苦的那一天，他们出骑兵把那一村的人都给杀了。
They stole all the women，
把那一天把所有的女人都给抢过来。
All the cattle，
所有的牛群。
This was disgraceful action，
这是何等的丑恶的事情。
Jacob was rebuked，
雅各就被好好的责备。
These are my children，
这些都是我的孩子们。
My only daughter，
我的唯一的独生女。
She's been compromised。
现在遭到这样的命运。
My sons have acted wickedly.
我的孩子做这么可怕的事情。
We'll just look at two verses. Verse 25 of chapter 34.
34章25节。
Now it came about on the third day, when they were in pain, the two Jacob's sons, Simeon and Levi, Dinah's brothers, each took his sword and came upon the city unawares and killed every man.
第三天众人正在疼痛的时候，雅各的两个儿子就是底娜的哥哥西缅和利未各拿刀剑，趁着众人想不到的时候，来把城中一切的男丁都杀了。
Verse 30 30
节。
Then Jacob said to Simeon and Levi, "You have brought trouble on me by making me odious among the inhabitants of the land, among the Canaanites and the Perizzites. And my men, being few in number, they will gather together against me, attack me, and I'll be destroyed, I and my household."
三十节，雅各对西缅和利未说：“你们连累我，使我在这地的居民中，就是在迦南人和比利洗人中有臭名。我的人丁既然稀少，他们必聚集来击杀我，我和我的全家都必灭绝。他们说，他岂可待我的妹子如同妓女
吗？” You know, sometimes when we are in the household of God, we are burdened for our children.
我们有的时候在神的家里，我们为着我们的年轻孩子们非常心里有重担。
Especially when the world comes and snatches them away.
尤其看见这个世界来夺走我们的孩子。
Especially when we see our own children acting immorally.
特别我们看到我们自己的孩子做不道德的事情。
Jacob was disciplined in this.
你看到雅各在这个地方受到很严格的对付。
And when God spoke to him, he understood the discipline before the Lord.
当神对他讲话的时候，他知道他在学什么功课。
And we read chapter 35, verses 1 through 3.
你看35章的第一节到第三节。
Then God said to Jacob, "Arise, go up to Bethel and live there. and make an altar there to God who appeared to you when you fled from your brother Esau.
神对雅各说，住在那里，要在那里筑一座坛给神，就是你哥哥逃避，就是你逃避你哥哥以扫的时候向你显现的那一位。
And Jacob learned through bitter experience that the only place to be is in God's will, in the house of God.
所以他在这里学到一个功课，就是你必须是在神的旨意里，就是神的家里。
When we're being perfected according to His purpose, the Lord does not allow us just to sit anywhere, move anywhere.
当我们看见什么是神的旨意的时候，神就不准许我们随随便便到一些地方你喜欢去的，而跟神的旨意不发生关系。
And the Lord dealt with the whole family and Jacob in this matter.
所以神不但对付雅各，也对付他的全家。
And he heard the Lord when he said, build an altar for me in Bethel, not here.
所以神在这里很清楚地告诉他，你要在伯特利建坛，不是在这个地方筑坛。
The altar we build is not my house, my God. The altar that we build is the God of the house of God.
而这个坛的这个名字不应该叫做我的神的坛，而是应该是神家的祭坛。
And Jacob also saw something else.
他还学了另外一件事。
That his children needed to be consecrated to live in the house of God.
他所有的孩子都要把他奉献在神的家里。
And so we see him say in verse 2.
第二句。
So Jacob said to his household and to all who were with him, put away the foreign gods which are among you. Purify yourselves, change your garments, and let us arise and go up to Bethel. And I will make an altar there to God, who answered me in the day of my distress and has been with me wherever I've gone.
雅各就对他家中的人说，并且一切与他同在的人说，你们要除掉你们中间的外邦神，也要自洁，更换衣服。我要上伯特利去，在那里我要筑一座坛给我的神，就是在我遭难的日子应允我祷告，在我面前行路上保佑我的那一位。
Brothers and sisters, we have only one home.
弟兄姊妹，我们只有一个家。
It's the home where God's at home.
就是神为家的家。
Only then can we trust our children to be sanctified before Him.
只有在那里，我们的孩子能够分别为圣，归于他。
And so Jacob and his family learned this lesson.
所以雅各与他的全家就学了这一个宝贵的功课。
They immediately went to Bethel.
所以他们赶快就搬到伯特利去。
And there they learned the third lesson, namely the blessing of living in Bethel.
他们就学到第三个功课，就是在那个伯特利有神的祝福。
And when they came to Bethel, the first thing that Jacob did was build an altar to God.
所以他们一搬到伯特利呢，马上做第一件事情就是筑坛。
In verse 7 of chapter 35,
35章七节，
He built an altar there and called the place El Bethel, because there God had revealed himself to him when he fled from his brother.
在那里筑了一座坛，就给地方起名叫伊勒伯特利，就是伯特利的神，因为他逃避他哥哥的时候，在那里神向他显现。
Now more than 20 years before, he had raised the pillar up to Bethel, the house of God.
因为二十年前他与神第一次见面的时候，就在那里立了一座石柱。
But now that he knew God more,
现在他经历了神，认识了神，
he built an altar not to the house of God, but to the God of the house of God.
所以他现在第二次在这里立一个石柱的时候，他叫伯特利之神的神。
Now when he did that,
他这样做的时候，
the heavens opened and the Lord appeared to Jacob.
天开了，神就向他显现。
What a blessing in the house of God to have an altar.
在神的家有一个祭坛是何等的祝福。
We can worship God.
我们在那里敬拜神。
We can pray to God.
我们可以向他祷告。
This is something we should never diminish.
这个是不能停止的侍奉。
It's a precious thing to have an altar in the house of God.
在神的家有一个祭坛是何等的宝贵。
But then isn't it wonderful to have an open heaven?
有一个敞开的天是何等的宝贵啊。
And the Lord appeared to Jacob.
神向他显现。
And he spoke words of blessing and promised him.
神就祝福他，向他许愿。
Gave him the name Israel that has authority to it in the house of God.
给他一个权柄在神的家里头。
Promised him many blessings.
给他许多宝贵的应许。
And then after they had talked,God went up.
神跟他讲完话以后，他就上升了。
Now what did Jacob do then?
神做什么呢？雅各说什么呢？
He built a pillar to this God.
他就又立了一根石柱。
Now there's not only an altar, but there's a pillar.
他 不但在那里有一个祭坛，现在有一个石柱。
We read verse 13 and 14.
13、14两节。
Then God went up from him in the place where he had spoken with him, and Jacob set up a pillar in the place where he had spoken with him, a pillar of stone, and he poured out a drink offering on it, and he also poured oil on it.
神就在那里与雅各说话的地方升上去了，雅各便在那里立了一个石柱，在柱上浇奠酒浇油。
Now, Jacob and his family had a testimony.
在这里你就看到雅各跟他的家有一个见证。
They worshiped the God of the house of God.
所以他们在这里敬拜这一个神家的伯特利之神的神。
And you could see that God was with them.
你可以看见神与他们同在。
Notice back in chapter 35, verse 5.
35章第五节。
Probably Jacob and his family didn't sense this.
可能他们本身没有感觉这件事。
As they journeyed, there was a great terror upon the cities which were around them, and they did not pursue the sons of Jacob.
他们便起行往神，使那周围的人都甚惊惧，就不追赶雅各的众子了。
God was merciful to the household of Jacob.
所以你可以看到神对他们这个家庭有何等的恩典保守他们。
And even though they'd done a terrible thing in Shechem, all the cities were terrified of this presence that was with this family.
虽然他们在事件有这么可怕的事情发生，但是现在当他们离开的时候，这些人心里面感觉恐惧，因为神与他们同在。
Then there's a few very simple lessons that are learned in the house of God.
然后在这一个伯特利有一些简单的功课他们也学了。
When we fellowship together and we live together,
当我们在一起交通生活的时候，
we discover that the Lord wants us to sojourn.
神要我们在这个地方做寄居的。
So in chapter 35 and verse 16,
16节。
Now they didn't stay at Bethel.
他们没有住在那个地方。
Now they sojourned from Bethel, and when they were still some distance to go to Ephrath, Rachel began to give birth, and she suffered severe labor.
他们从伯特利起行，离以法他还有一段路，拉结临产，甚是艰难。
Now the Lord had designed that the house of God be in the tents of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
神的设计是神的家是在亚伯拉罕所住的帐篷里。
You see, Bethel wasn't just to, didn't mean just to stay there at that place.
伯特利并不是指着那个地方固定在那里，
but to be the house of God wherever they gathered together，
而是不管这些神的儿女聚在哪里，那个地方就是神的家。
Now we know in the sojourning of Abraham and Isaac, they went to the same cities here and there around Canaan.
所以你能看出来，不管是亚伯拉罕也好，以撒也好，雅各也好，他们都是住在帐篷，而且是做客，旅居于不同的地方。
And so they lived in tents, but they moved to Bethlehem, they went to Beersheba, they went to Hebron, they went to Shechem, and they went to Bethel, this circuit.
所以你可以看到他们从别是巴到希伯伦还有这些不同伯特利不同的地方，在那里支搭帐篷。
In a way, it was sort of like claiming the land of Canaan, even though they possessed none of it, actually.
事实上他们并没有拥有任何一片地，但是他们这样子支搭帐篷在不同的地点的时候，就等于是在属灵上占有这个地。
And we learn from this experience.
我们在实际的经历上也有相同的事。
That our life is not to be a settling, but a journey.
我们不是在这个地上永久住下来，我们乃是在这个地上寄居。
Church life is not a settling down, but a journey continually with the Lord.
教会的生活不是你在某一个地方固定下来，乃是有一个旅程来跟随神。
Now, I'm not suggesting you move every 3 years, you know.
我这里的意思不是说你们每三年搬一个家。
I would ask you to, more of you to move to New York. We need you.
当然，你们如果要搬的话，搬到纽约来，我们需要弟兄姊妹。
But I see most people who raised their hand about Jacob when I asked were from the West Coast, so we better not.
但是刚刚又发现举手成为雅各的人都是从西边西岸来的，我们要多考虑。
But our life in the house of God is a sojourning.
但不管怎么样，我们在神的家，我们的心态是一个寄居的。
If we really settle down, we are getting off the track.
如果我们已经把这个地方当作永久的家，那么我们的心可能有偏差了。
And there was another wonderful thing learned at this tragic time of Rachel's death.
现在拉杰死了，那么他们学到一个功课。
Rachel died giving birth to Benjamin.
她在生便雅悯的时候惨难而死。
Now in chapter 35, we just look at verse 18.
十八节。
It came about as her soul was departing, for she died, that she named him Ben-Oni.But his father called him Benjamin.
他将近于死，灵魂要走的时候，就给他儿子起名叫便俄尼，他父亲却叫他便雅悯。
So Rachel died and was buried on the way to Ephrath, that is Bethlehem. And Jacob set up a pillar over her grave, and that's the pillar of Rachel's grave to this day.
拉结死了，葬在以法他的路旁，以法他就是伯利恒。雅各在他坟上立了一个碑，就是拉结的墓碑，到今日还在。
Now, why did Jacob erect this pillar?
为什么雅各在他的墓上立一个碑呢？
The pillar speaks of a testimony. What is the testimony here?
这个碑是象征一个见证，那个这是什么见证呢？
Now, brothers and sisters, you who live in the house of God, I think you know this testimony.
如果我们住在神的家里面，我们知道这个见证。
The testimony is that life always comes out of death.
就是，我们有一种生命是从死亡里面出来的。
Even as Rachel was dying, so Benjamin was coming.
所以你可以看到，一面你看到母亲虽然死了，但是有一个儿子从这个死亡里面出来。
Sometimes in our assemblies, we suffer the loss of someone.Or some people move away and they wonder how will they ever be replaced.
我们在聚会中间，我们可能有一些爱的人离开了我们，死亡或者搬家，我们找不到其他的人来代替他们。
But strangely, the Lord's life raises up some new people.
但是很稀奇的就是，神复活的生命却又兴起了别的人来代替。
This is a living house of God.
为什么？因为神的家是一个活的。
So Rachel.Jacob's loved one.
拉结是他所爱的。
Jacob mourned for her.
雅各为他伤心。
But he would not name his son, son of mourning.
他不叫他的儿子叫做悲伤的哀哭。
He looked at this new life.
他是看到正面的复活。
Says, this is the son of my right hand.
他就叫他的名字改他成为我右手之子。
And I think in our life we'll continually experience.
在我们的生命当中，我们会不断的经历类似的事情。
Because our God is the resurrection and the life.
因为我们的主是从死里复活的主。
Just when you think something is dead, God's life springs forth.
每一次我们好像遇见死亡的事情的时候，我们要记得我们的神是复活的生命。
And so, that's the fifth issue. Now, the sixth lesson that they learned came about through this whole matter of Joseph being thrown into slavery.
那么然后我们来到第六个功课，他学的就是关于他的儿子约瑟怎么样被卖到成为奴隶。
And this is a lesson that takes many chapters here in Genesis all about Joseph.
关于约瑟的故事有许多的篇幅。
And for us it underscores the issue in the house of God of keeping the unity among the brethren.
这个功课乃是怎么样在神的家里面保守弟兄的合一。
You know,Actually, the problem began with Jacob.
问题是从雅各开始。
Because Jacob showed preference to Joseph.
因为这个爸爸偏心爱约瑟。
And this caused strife among his sons.
因着这个缘故，所以他其他的儿子就开始有斗争了。
He gave Joseph this pretty coat.
他就给他一件彩衣。
And Joseph felt so loved.
那么这个儿子觉得特别被爸爸宠爱。
When he began to have dreams,
然后他有梦
，he walked around and told his brothers his dream.
他就把他的梦告诉他的哥哥。
Now these dreams were true dreams.
是真的梦。
But Joseph's attitude was a little bit proud.
当然他讲的时候可能有点得意。
And the strife between the brothers grew more and more intense.
所以他们这些兄弟们之间的斗争就越来越剧烈。
You know, in the house of God, when there's that strife in that family, the whole family of God's affected.
所以任何的神的家如果弟兄们在一起有这种斗争的情形的时候这个全家就受苦
And finally the brothers decided they took Joseph threw him into a pit and sold him to some traders
所以这些哥哥们就来了一个计谋把他的弟弟弄到洞里面去然后把他卖了
And then they took his coat and dipped it in some blood and took it back to their father
然后那件彩衣把他剥下来用羔羊的血一涂给他的爸爸
You knowThis biting and devouring of the brethren broke Jacob's heart.
所以这件儿子们彼此相咬相吞的事情使这个父亲的心碎了。
We just look in chapter 37 and verse 34.
37章34节。
So Jacob tore his clothes and put sackcloth on his loins and mourned for his son many days. Surely I will go down to Sheol and mourning for my Now the eyes of Israel were so dim from age that responsible.